I'm in East Boston on a recent Saturday, watching Veronica Robles lead her new mariachi group. We're at the Veronica Robles Cultural Center, which is tucked away in a vast office complex not far from Logan Airport. There's eight musicians, all women, playing instruments like the little vihuela and the big-bellied guitarrón. Robles stands relaxed as she sings. The band pauses to review a tricky passage. Vihuela player Alejandra Carballido taps the rhythm with her hands. Fronting an all-women mariachi has been Robles' dream for many years, ever since a client canceled a gig when he found out she would be leading the band.
You know, it's not something that I should lose a gig because of that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make my mariachi of women just to make a statement.
Originally from Mexico City, Robles has been singing in majority male mariachi groups since she was a teenager. But her musicianship is matrilineal, passed down from her grandmother, who worked as a florist and would sing with Robles as they arranged flowers.
One of her favorite songs were like boleros, like Atiéndeme, quiero decirte algo que quizás no esperes, doloroso tal vez.
In high school, Robles would perform in Mexico City's Plaza Garibaldi, a hub for mariachi. She says it was unusual for women to wear the trademark mariachi suits with their fitted jackets and shiny embroidery. Not that it stopped her.
I always use my mariachi outfit. I just love it. When I put on my hat and I cover from bottom to top, I feel powerful. I feel like I have so much to give, and people will accept it that way.
Robles moved to the United States in the 1990s, eventually settling in Boston, where she founded the Cultural Center. She's become something of a local celebrity, even depicted in a mural in East Boston. She says it's always been her mission to elevate mariachi, which isn't always appreciated for its complexity.
So I want people to understand that mariachi music is an art, and we play beautiful music and simple songs, but are also very elaborated arrangements.
Many of the group's members are completely new to mariachi. They come from different musical backgrounds, from American jazz to Puerto Rican cuatro music. Some are transplants here with roots in places like Turkey and Colombia. And so the project has become an exploration across borders, both musical and cultural.
It's not something that can be written on the paper so much and translated. So I've spent some time listening to, like, you know, recordings or videos on YouTube of different mariachi trumpet players.
Nicole Edgecombe is a trumpet player from North Andover. She started playing as a kid and only recently picked up the instrument again. She says that because there aren't many women trumpet players, she used to feel self-conscious about performing.
It's like sometimes I can't help but think that people are looking at me in a certain way or having certain expectations about how I'm going to sound or how I'm going to behave or how I'm going to dress even.
But these days, she doesn't worry about that. And playing in the all-women mariachi has been a good kind of challenge.
I can't really pinpoint anything particularly female about it at all. It's almost as if like that also disappears. You know, when the music starts and we're all playing the sound, that sound is just mariachi.
A few weeks later, I meet the band again as it gathers to rehearse. Robles has been recruiting, and there are new faces. The women make small talk about their lives and their jobs, how they found their way here to an East Boston strip mall on a stormy Monday night to play music. After a while, someone strikes up a tune. The rest join in, tentatively at first, and then with the soaring confidence of a real mariachi. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.